So right now I'm hearing voices. So I put these things in my head. I put them on my head, and they kind of help. I also like holding a. Well, thank you, Rob. The voices in my head. So I also like holding my children, or my pretend children, anyway. I like holding them, just rocking them back and forth. I don't really know what else I do with them. I like to have them scurried around the room. I have headphones on, so I kind of sound weird. But yeah, these things, they block the noise out, cause there's a lot of noise in my world. So here, I'm gonna put it back on. So yeah. It kind of blocks out the noise, and then I can hear the inner thoughts of my life, or my thoughts, or whatever. It's just Chuck E. Cheese. I just love rubbing his tummy, or when he's when I held on to him like this. Ugh. I love rubbing his back. That's all I do. Well, he's a beautiful little child. Ugh. But he's so picky though. He won't eat. Sorry, he won't eat proper cheese. No, he likes the 7-year-old cheese, just like I do. He won't eat that cheap stuff. The McDonald's cheese, he goes. He throws it up on my lap, and I have to clean up the barf. So yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. So yeah, he's a very warm plush, very warm. Burned on his ears, and he's been through a baler. You know, the things that squish stuff. So he's my little boy. And like I said, he has no legs, which I don't like bringing that up, but he has one almost a foot. He has no feet. Yeah, no feet, no feet. But this one's like shorter than the other one. Ugh. Doesn't matter what my children are, I just love them. Right now, I'm craving children. Like, I really want a child, but I know I can't have that in my life right now, so I have stuffed animals. So, I have little Chucky. He's in a vintage diaper, which is all soaked and dirty, because I kind of like that. But it's okay when it's a pretend, you know, it's a pretend, not real life. But I also have the Chucky. Chucky. Oh, don't hurt me! Yeah. I just love my children. My pretend children. And Steve is also like my pretend adult. So Steve watches me. He will watch me. So he's my adult. So I still feel like I'm in the age between those guys and this guy here. So like Steve, yeah, look at those brown eyes. He's like my adult. And I just want to hold you and rub your back. Yes. Give him a kiss. It's a hard thing to deal with. But you know, this guy is older than me when I'm playing pretend. Yeah, Steve built this for me. Steve is like 60 something. Look at his paws. So yeah, the real Steve, the one who built this for me, he's basically the one who brought me in and taking care of me. And I know it's been a thing for people wondering how I live here. Well, you know what? That rat takes care of all the problems in this house. We get little rats, he eats them. He'll just bite their neck off. Yeah. Also, one time we had a raccoon, and he just sat there and watched, and he fed the raccoon. There's my bunny suit. My bunny suit. So yeah, I kind of want to get you guys to know me better. I use these to carve the sounds in my head, because sometimes you get sounds in your head. I don't know if they do for people who have visions in their eyes. Do they just put like blinders in your eyes? Well, for me, I just have to listen to these. They're basically for shooting guns, but they're like headphones. Yeah, I can't put them on one-handed, can I? Oh, I'm trying to. There we go. So, now I hear nothing but myself. But I'm probably also talking too loud, so let me try to quiet down. I love you, little Chucky. And this is why I can't have a real kid. Get in the bed! No, I can't do that with a real kid. I would never do that. Oh, it's still making me think, though. Yeah, someday I would love to have a real child. Well, I had a dream like this. A real child, he was 7 years old, wearing a wet diaper. And I picked him up and floated him to my bed. And I rubbed his back. That's all I did. I don't know why that's in my dreams. But it's very comforting for me. I have a lot of friends who wear diapers when in their older age. But I guess I should just say now, I like kids. I mean, it's not in the same way you might like kids, but it's a parenting feeling. It's something you got. It's really difficult to talk about. Yeah, no cigarettes left. Well, did your dad or mom ever smoke next to you? I mean, I smoked next to Chucky. I know it's kind of going away as a fad, but I drive my kid in my car, which would kill you if you got in a car wreck. You know, it's kind of like that. Driving a Camaro, yeah, you better be a good driver, otherwise you kill everyone in your car. This is hard to say, but yeah, I like kids. I'll just say that far. I really like them. I want to care for them. I want to dress them up. I want to make sure they're not sick. When they're sick, you want to make sure they're healthy. You want all these things that I crave, I just can't have. I just can't have. Maybe someday. Okay. I better take a break before I go too far in this video. Oh, but, you know, I love having stuffed animal children. You can sleep with them. You can live and love next to them. You can go like this. Go, I love you. And I can't have that. It's getting kind of angry for me, too. The same thing with the drugs. It's the same thing. I just want to have a raccoon in my bed. A raccoon. Raccoon! Yeah. And you know what? That's his stuffed animal, so I better give it to him. I hope my audience is understanding of these predicaments. I've been watching Martha Speaks, by the way, on OPB. So yeah, I'm one of those weird people. I still want to say the word. You already know the word I'm talking about, but I'm one of those. And I would never hurt a child. I would never have sex with a child. Never fuck a child, you know. No. I'm a different type of one of those. Different type. And I know there's many of us around us. Like, every single one of my friends at least agrees upon it or are one. So, watch out. Because, you know, when gay was bad, that hurt a lot of people. So this other name I just can't say on YouTube yet. It's me. I won't ever hurt a child in my life. Never. Never ever. But you know what? I am one. So look around you. In my dreams, a child came floating up, and all I wanted to do is hug him. Make sure he wasn't sick. He was coughing really bad. So, I want you to know that they are all around you. And this is a really, really harder video to do than the drinking video. So I am one. All right. Hope you enjoyed the video. Hope you enjoyed this video and thanks for watching. But you better watch out because I'll stab you in the neck with a carrot. No, to be serious though. It's a hard video to do. Alright.